Rickleblog, 19 December 2006. Rejected. Last Friday evening, our marketing guy asked me to write up a 300-word advertorial item for one of the radio industry magazines in which we advertise. The purpose was to tout the features of our newest profanity delay, but I'm hardly going to write, "Our new unit does blah, 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 and has yada, yada." Where's the fun in that? Two of my theories about advertising: you have to catch the reader instantly or he won't pay attention, and he probably won't pay attention anyway. Did I mention that I had until Monday a.m. to provide it, or that it was a busy weekend? Doesn't matter. I've gotten pretty glib over the years. Some radio jargon: GM is general manager, or the boss at the station, and PD is the program director, the guy who hires and fires the talent, DJs or whatever, and is responsible for the on-air content. Dump is the process by which profanity is sliced out of a continuing program. What better way to sell a profanity delay than to curse the FCC? As we peek into the general manager's office, we hear her talking to the program director about the new FCC regulations that increase the fines for profanity by a factor of 10.
I can't believe that asterisk, ampersand, percentage, dollar sign, FCC just raised the fines so much. What will we do about our talk programming?
Something strange just happened. I just heard you say asterisk, ampersand, percentage, dollar sign, FCC. What's going on?
Yes, isn't it great? My husband made me purchase the consumer version of the Eventide profanity delay because he got tired of listening to me cursing around the house. I'm trying it here because I want to set a good example.
Wow, I knew Eventide makes the best and most versatile broadcast profanity delay available. In fact, I was going to recommend getting their new BD600 to protect our programming. It has the best audio quality of all and provides up to 80 seconds of protection with multiple dumps if we need them.
Not that I don't have faith in your people, but I've been thinking of giving myself a remote dump capability too. Can it do that?
Sure. You can not only dump remotely, you can use their autofills to substitute pre-recorded material from a built-in memory card. They have a new optional remote capability that makes the unit even more versatile. You can select from 4 different station jingles to play.
Sounds great. I especially like the long 80-second interval. Some of our callers are getting sophisticated in their trash talk. I gather Eventide is good at this, right?
Of course. They invented the digital profanity delay and have sold more than all vendors combined. So what do you think? Shall I go ahead and order the Eventide BD600? Delivery is usually from stock.
Yes, you better. I'm glad you can get it quickly. I have only one asterisk for the station.
Well, I liked it, and our marketing guy liked it, or claimed to, but the magazine rejected it. Imagine that. It somehow didn't fit their format. I guess this blog just has no standards. Now playing The Great Escape, Meridian.